Hey everyone, welcome back to the Multidimensional Journey YouTube channel and the podcast. This is your host, Ayahuasca Carr, and today we're going to be talking about what you can do right after your ayahuasca, plant medicine, or psychedelic journeys to really capture your experiences, to really make sure you get them on paper, video, voice record them, so you do not forget them. Oftentimes, these experiences are very potent and powerful, but too often, they are quickly forgotten, so we really want to get them down so they can serve us well later on in the integration phase. So the video clip and the podcast clip that you'll be listening to and seeing today is actually from my new ayahuasca preparation course, which I newly just released. It's really, really awesome. It's created with the beginner in mind and also the modern Westerner. So you can actually check out the link below to preview the entire course. But without further ado, let's get into today's podcast and YouTube video. Okay, guys. So in this video, we're going to be going over capturing your initial post experience insights. We'll talk about some ways to do that and to kind of talk a little bit about that. So one thing to keep in mind is that these experiences, they are very potent. They imprint a lot of memory on our nervous system through images, emotions, sensations. A lot of us have very transformational experiences as a result of our work with ayahuasca. And in the integration phase, there is an afterglow effect that occurs, which there's another video that talks about that. And eventually things kind of start to fade a little bit. And it's really important to keep in mind that this is a very normal part of the process. It actually happens organically. And there's actually science that shows that this process is a stage of any work with any non-ordinary state because of all the things that we're confronting and that we're changing, we're shifting. So please be gentle with yourself in this process. But in terms of capturing right after, we want to do it as soon as possible. In the freshness of our experiences, we want to write down what we saw, what we felt, what we experienced, insights we had, depths, ways of looking at things that we didn't think about before. We want to get that all down in some way, shape, or form. And I'm going to share three ways that can help you out. So one of the ways is just writing it down, bringing that journal and that pen with you and writing down your insights as they come through. And another way is through, which is actually a little bit more helpful, is through video. Through video, this allows us to capture our essence through video, through our voice, through our posture, right? Some things that we just can't get through words on a paper. So videotaping, I think, is really beneficial, especially in terms of the weeks and the months to come afterwards, right? And to really capture all of this, the video is really, really helpful to refer back to as time unfolds, as your integration unfolds naturally and all of that. Another way to do this is voice to text. So you can be just talking in your phone. You can be walking around as you're integrating and just be a free stream of consciousness. And just sometimes we can talk faster than we can write, right? So that can also be a good way. Or just voice recording yourself. You know, that can be a quick way to get the insights down and you can get back to just whatever you're doing in your retreat space or your journey space or whatever feels comfortable for you. So we do want to get them down in some way, shape, or form as soon as possible. And then realizing those insights might fade or change or shift as the days, weeks, and months, and even years roll out afterwards, right? I have found that as we string our non-ordinary states of consciousness experiences, there are themes, there's like a story that you're weaving through your experience as you already have throughout your entire life. But now we're including these like practices that we're being very intentional about. So getting that all down will serve you very, very well as you begin to integrate on a deeper level, as you integrate your insights on a deeper level and so on and so forth. So make sure you bring a pen and paper, make sure you have your phone charger so you can get your voice notes down, your video recordings and that sort of thing. And then at some point you'll want to review them and kind of see where things are landing for you in your integration process. And yeah, so these are some tools and tips to help you in just capturing those insights right after your experience. And I hope you guys like this video. I'll see you in the next one.